I'm Sarah Turney.
And I'm Courtney Nicole.
We're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, The Final Hours.
Crime has impacted both of our families, teaching us how the last conversations, the missed red flags, can change everything.
On The Final Hours, we examine the moments before a disappearance and the questions that never got answered. A podcast that puts the moments before a disappearance under a microscope.
Listen to and follow The Final Hours, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Easton Butler, writer, insider for Packer Report. Follow him on X at Easton_Butler. Easton, do you name your car like Charlie does? Name? Do you have names for your cars?
No, I just say whatever color and what type of car it is.
Yeah, right. Right. He names us. What would have been the names of your cars?
Dominique was my last car. Helene is the current car. Bertha was my first car ever.
Bertha?
She was an ugly.
Bertha's got to be a big old car.
No, she actually wasn't. She was a smaller one, but she drove like a bigger car.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's too much information. Easton, I had you out to talk about some stuff concerning the Packers, not about car names. But let's start here. Romeo Doubs is a guy that Tom Silverstein, the Packers beat writer, was just on our show yesterday. And when he was on, he kind of hinted at the end of the interview that he's still not necessarily counting out the idea of Romeo Doubs potentially coming back to Green Bay on a deal. What are you hearing on the Romeo Doubs front?
I've heard that he's more or less like gone. I know he does like Green Bay. He likes culture, likes the city. But realistically, I don't think we'll be able to pay for him, especially with who else we have there. And there, he will have a ton of suitors in free agency, especially Miami being a top team, along with the Steelers. Bills were up there too before the DJ Moore trade.
Right.
So.
Okay, so we start talking about the Dolphins being involved here. Is this going to be Jeff Hafley just going after all former Packers and trying to bring them all into Miami? Is that what we're about to experience here between him and John Eric Sullivan?
I think they'll get a decent amount of guys, more on the defensive side. But I also do think that Malik Willis will end up there too, and Malik is going to want somebody he's familiar with. So I think it would be a perfect match together.
All right, why Malik Willis to Miami? A lot of people are saying Malik Willis to Arizona. What leads you to the Dolphins aspect?
He's just familiar. I mean, he's got John Eric Sullivan as a GM there. He's got Hafley. Hafley understands him. Been with him the last 2 years, and they have a numerous amounts of defensive coaches. To Arizona, I think it's more of just like a Michael Fleur connection, but I think Miami is going to want to outbid him, and I don't think Tua will be there much longer.
No, I don't think Tua will be there much longer either. Let's talk about Quay Walker. It doesn't appear Quay Walker is going to be here either in Green Bay. When we had Tom Silverstein on yesterday, he thinks they're definitely going to go sign a linebacker in free agency with the money that they create some cap space with. So that leaves Quay Walker out in the cold. What kind of market is shaping up for him?
Quay, I know, from what I've seen, the Cowboys were interested in him, along with Bobby Okiri from the Giants. But I do know that if he gets offers, Green Bay they probably won't match it. And I was hearing a number like $11 million float around. Green Bay just won't be willing to do that.
$11 million doesn't seem that crazy to me necessarily. Now, the numbers that are going to get crazy, obviously Malik Willis, that number is going to get nuts. We figured that. But the other one that I'm kind of surprised by here, it appears Rasheed Walker's going to go get a bag too.
Yep. He is one of the top tackles on the free agent market this year, even before all the cuts. But a lot of teams are going to want him. I mean, he's been reliable for Green Bay. He's, and people question that, but the best ability is availability, and he's been healthy most of his career here.
Yeah, he has. Talking with Easton Butler, writer for Packer Report, insider for Packer Report. Follow him on X at Easton_Butler. Another name that's out there, not Packer related, but Packer fans obviously are interested because everybody's expecting the Bears to do something here. And that's Max Crosby with the Raiders. And it appears that now maybe he's open to being moved out of Las Vegas. And it appears that maybe Las Vegas is open to moving him. And you had mentioned earlier on next the teams that are potentially interested in making a deal for him.
Yep. So I've been able to gather, I guess, potential offers on what teams are thrown out. Right now I've heard for the Bears is a first and possibly Tremaine Edmonds. Also, another first could be in play. The other teams I've talked and heard about, every team has offered two firsts plus more. That's
all been set up because of the Micah Parsons trade. That deal set the standard for what this deal is going to be.
Absolutely.
And that's it.
Yeah, so, the Rams want him too. Bad.
The Rams?
Yep, they've offered quite a bit as well as a defensive player. I can't say who because I don't want to get in trouble with that. But they've thrown some in. And I know we're talking about Max Crosby, but A.J. Brown has also been mentioned in trades. And for the Eagles, they came in today with a big trade, trade offer, throwing A.J. Brown in a potential package. So
throwing him in as a potential package?
Yeah.
Not it's centered around him. He's being thrown into the package.
Yes, for Crosby.
Oh, for Crosby. Now, okay.
Yep.
Now, I don't know all the deals, the details, like our guy Easton Butler does here. But if there's a one in that package and I get A.J. Brown to put potentially with Mendoza at quarterback, there are two things that come to mind. Number one, it feels good to give that dude a stud receiver to play with. So that makes sense. But the other part about this, if I'm Vegas, is do I really want to put a rookie quarterback with A.J. Brown's and everything that comes with A.J. Brown playing on your football team? Like, I don't know if I want to put a rookie quarterback with A.J. Brown at this point, even though he's uber talented and would help the offense, but I don't want to deal with the mouth and everything that comes with it.
Hey, this is John Rothstein, the host of Inside College Basketball Now, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, reminding you that our show is going to ramp up over the next 2 months. That's because we're counting down to Selection Sunday and March Madness. We will be coming to you each and every week with multiple episodes featuring exclusive interviews with the biggest and best names in the sport. It's the all-you-can-eat buffet for college basketball junkies everywhere. Follow and listen to Inside College Basketball Now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I mean, there's other teams trying to go for A.J. Brown right now. New England is one of them, and they actually have a really strong offer. So I've been able to like get some info on that, but I'm just stuck at like what player they're trying to throw in for it.
A.J. Brown makes sense to New England. They just get rid of Stephon Diggs and part ways with him. So they go from an older player to a different player on trying to figure out who that guy is going to be for Drake May going forward. From a Packers perspective, have you heard them potentially lining up and matching up with any potential free agents that are out there or trades?
I've heard Cam Taylor-Britt. He's the free agent from Cincinnati. We were actually interested in him at the deadline last year in Cincinnati.
Did not play well last year.
Nope. But he could come to Green Bay. There's an option there. Javon Hargrave is connected, especially to Jonathan Gannon. Gannon really wanted him in Arizona before he signed with the 49ers a few years ago.
That I would like quite a bit. Let me throw another name out at you because it's Minnesota and they're cutting half their team right now. What about Aaron Jones back in Green Bay as a guy to pair with Josh Jacobs at a cheaper, reasonable price because you're not bringing back Wilson, it doesn't look like.
Yeah, I would love it. I am very biased for Aaron Jones, though. Massive fan, good friend. But it would have to be a one-year vet minimum deal. Green Bay will not want to send more or pay him more than anything.
Well, then what is the plan at running back, do you think? Are they going to go after a Sean Tucker maybe and go that way? Or are they going to go hop into the draft? How does this work?
I know a lot is banking on Marshawn Lloyd, but that's a giant question.
No, we don't say his name on this show until he plays back-to-back games. No, we don't say his name. Go ahead.
Otherwise, it will most likely be a running back. I would say a mid to late round running back. So
I'd rather have Aaron Jones. I'd rather have Aaron Jones over all of those guys if, again, he'd be willing to come back here and play. Not only because of what he provides on the field, Easton, but he already has proven to be a leader with the younger players. When he was here the last time, he was a really good leader. So put aside the stuff of on the field, off the field, it would be a huge get for the Green Bay Packers.
Absolutely. I mean, he's also massive with the community. Fans love him. I don't know a single person that hates him. Like, he's like the perfect role model for Green Bay.
Talking with Easton Butler, writer, NFL insider for the Packer Report. Follow him on X at Easton_Butler. Let's talk about the restructure that happened earlier today, according to reports. Xavier McKinney, they free up $9 million on that restructure. Once that is officially official, that puts him now underneath the cap because I think they were like four over. That takes care of that. We discussed yesterday, Todd Silverstein and I, about Elgton Jenkins. And trying to figure out how to get that deal done, because it does not appear there are a lot of great centers that are going to be on the market necessarily at this point. And while I understand you're going to save $19 to $20 million by moving on from Elgton Jenkins and cutting Elgton Jenkins, I think you could also make an argument of extending Elgton Jenkins for a couple of years, moving that money to the back, keeping him for another year, and saving you having to go look for a center for this upcoming season. Because right now, if the options aren't great, I don't want a rookie center with Jordan Love in a Super Bowl or bust year. And when you have Micah Parsons, after you gave up what you did, every year is Super Bowl or bust as long as you have Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I mean, you're coming off a season-ending injury for Elgton, and he is getting up there in age. Green Bay isn't a fan of third contracts, and I believe that's the one he would be on. I don't think he would be back. Would it be nice? Yes, but I think there will be options in free agency, whether that's the Washington one that just got released, or you could just go into the draft. I mean, you got Jake Slaughter from Florida, who would be really nice. Or Parker the second from Duke. I would like him too.
I don't like rookie centers in critical situations. I mean, if you just think about this, Jordan Morgan's going to play left tackle potentially for the entire season. He hasn't played there at all in the regular season. So he's going to have to go play left tackle. Aaron Banks was hurt half the season, started getting better at the end of the year. So he's at left guard. Your right guard is a guy going into his second year in Escalade. And then at right tackle, you got Zach Tom, who was beat up and hurt all year. And now this rookie's got to make the calls for this offensive line going into the season. Like, that scares me to death, Easton.
Another option you could do is put Zach Tom there. I know he took some snaps at center, but in that case, you'd have to get another tackle. And I know they kind of like Kinnard. I don't know how that would play out, but that's just another option.
No, I don't like Kinnard. I'm not a guy. Nope, I'm not there on him. Time with Easton Butler, writer for Packer Report, insider for Packer Report as well. Your thoughts on the rest of this division as far as how active these other teams are going to be. Vikings, like we said, cutting everybody. The Bears looked like, I think they're going to be active. They don't want to be a fart in a wind, as Ryan Wolf would say, after one good year last year. How active do you think the Bears and Lions will be?
Bears, I think, will be pretty active with what they can do. I know they want to bolster up their defense. They are obviously going to be looking for a new center. I wouldn't be surprised if Sean Ryan goes there. Kind of just poaching him away from Green Bay would not surprise me. Lions, I don't know, haven't heard too much, so it's more of like a dark horse with them.
And that's the thing that's interesting, because if I'm the Lions, I want somebody opposite of Hutchinson, and if that means giving up ones, then so be it. Look at the Rams. They don't believe in drafting guys in the first round. They trade first-round picks. Why? Because they're trying to win a Super Bowl every year. That's why they don't care about first-round picks. They would rather have a veteran star player than gambling on a rookie to actually work out at the end of the day. Easton Butler, thanks so much for coming on. You also have a cool thing pinned at the top of your X profile as well. Talk about that.
Yep. This is the second year I've gone this far in depth, but I am tracking prospect visits with the Packers, games, practices they've been to, and I have 138 different pro days that are just on the map and everything that's happening. So today you got Illinois State and Navy's pro day. Tomorrow I think it's Wisconsin, and there's just so much on there. It's a ton of fun to do.
Have you ever been to Illinois State?
I have.
There's nothing down there. There's
no,
nothing.
I don't like it.
There's nothing around Illinois State. Nothing whatsoever. It's in the middle of nowhere. Thank you so much, Easton, for coming on. I appreciate it, and we'll catch up throughout free agency.
Of course.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North convenience stores and true rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine and 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan-favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA-certified tenderloin, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.